Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Knight of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
As we discussed, you've basically been meaning to look up Ella, and as it would happen, you heard that she actually has actually founded a temple in the Temple District, and it so happens today that you have two different messenger gigs, both of them going to people at that temple, who are not Ella, but hey, you're going to be at the temple.
That's all right.
So, there you go.
Why not?
The note for this note comes with a sealed wooden box. And it's hand-carved, and it's about yay big. And it's kind of carved with these kind of dragon motifs on it.
Okay.
And it's sealed by, it's got this kind of wax stamp on it.
Okay.
And then this is just a letter.
Yeah.
And for ease of transition, I think we'll say that at one point over the last few days, Gwen announced that it was time for her to move on, and she did.
She went back to her people.
She was taken up by the mothership? Yeah. I must return. Ouch.
She declared that the Skull of Chaos required much more study.
That's right.
And she was going to go off to do that.
That's right.
We always went, oh, well, if it was anyone else. But that's Gwen.
I'm sure Tim was very unhappy that she took the skull with her.
I'm sure.
I'm sure Tim hasn't discovered it yet.
Yes, because I'm sure that there will be much, much swearing as soon as he does figure that out.
Right.
Well, I guess at this point we can go over what happened last time, since it's been like 6 months.
Yes, please.
As I recall last time, we finished up with a big fight with a guy named Woundpad. He had big shadowy demon wings.
Fight is a bit of a stretch. It was more of a one-sided ass-whooping. memory serves.
Was this one of the many times you tried to get me killed?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, Ella is always in the front ranks wanting to fight things.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. She's a brave one, that Ella.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they throw me at things.
When we ask for volunteers to check this room for traps, Ella is always the first to jump up.
Especially
jump
when...
flings herself in there bodily and rolls around.
We try to keep her back, but she goes, "No, I must see," and goes running
and
on in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she overpowers me. That's the truth.
An inspiration to all of us. If only all of us could be that brave.
Yes, let's all be inspired by me.
Anyway.
Sounds like a magic user I used to game with. By the name of Neil.
Okay.
Or Neil Ran.
So let's see. Last time we finished up the Pythoness house, we got a big. The party ended up with a stash of chaos weapons.
Woo!
And in leaving, the big guy Woundhead showed up and said, "Gee, I'd like to get me some of them chaos weapons." And the party said, "Piss off and die."
And said, "You can take
the hell
these.
You will."
You have two choices here. You can take these from our cold dead hands, or you could sit and spin.
Okay, so he attempted to take them from your cold dead hands.
And he sat and spun.
But sadly was unable to do so.
I hear that happens when you have an axe in your head.
So I believe after that encounter, the party went and dropped the various, many of the chaos weapons off at the Malkuth.
Okay. Yes, we looked at it strangely.
We were like, "Yeah, we gotta get those into the vault."
That's why we gave them to
we'll
you.
Get right on that. And
we left them looking at them going, "How are we gonna do it without touching?"
I don't know, we just stumble on these things all the time.
In any place besides Tallis, they probably wouldn't believe us.
And I believe you also had a brief conversation with somebody in the City Watch who told you that Woundhead was kind of a big deal.
And we kind of laughed.
And we went, "Really?
Oops. Well, it's not anymore.
There's going to be a vacuum now."
So then it's been a few days since that incident, and things have sort of quieted down. And at one point, Gwen decided that she needed more time alone with the Chaos Skull.
The Chaos Skull talked to me and said, "We must go."
Yes. So she went off to go apartment hunting with the skull.
That's right.
And never returned.
They'll have a
happy life together.
And never, ever came back. She went apartment hunting one day and she's gone.
Never returned.
Yes. And yet all of her stuff is now gone.
We thought she was packing kind of heavily for Just a day trip out. Oh well.
Nobody noticed that the skull.
Anyway,
who seemed trustworthy?
Who seemed trustworthy? Would you like to join us on our noble quest?
Yeah, so now when you guys stand there, there's this big gap.
Yes.
Nobody's
wait, wait, there. We're missing something.
We're missing something.
There it is.
So it's been a few days. You guys are kind of winding down. Tim is spending more and more time in the basement.
In his alchemy shop.
In his alchemy shop. There are interesting smells coming up from down there.
We need better ventilation in here.
I'm also supposed to be like a long lost some cousin or friend of a cousin or something with Ella.
Right. We and I'm going to say at this point is when you can show up.
Yes. Yes.
See, I had an idea, but she didn't like it. With the figure that she found out had the chainmail bikini on. Mm-hmm. I said she discovered the god of that chainmail pinches.
Let me guess.
Chainmail chafing.
Yowch! God of chainmail pinching.
She didn't think that was appropriate to put teeth on God, but I thought it
was perfectly appropriate. Are you kidding me? We've got the god of flying through the air without any wings.
God of underwear that goes places it shouldn't.
Yeah.
God of man that's riding up.
We have the god of jumping on the bed and the god of falling off the bed.
The god of injury sustained while worshipping the god.
God of falling, yes.
So I would guess, like at this point, it's kind of it's probably middle of the afternoon, maybe just a little bit after lunch. This is kind of when your schedule is freed up, and you basically were given these packages to deliver this morning, and told that it needs to be done today.
Soonest.
Yeah.
So mid afternoon.
So I take it like an order. I do at work. Okay, whatever. When we get it done, we'll call you.
Yeah. So at which point, an hour later, it was like, no, seriously.
No.
The one who gave us this is their money behind this one. They'll be very upset
if it doesn't get done.
Which does remind me, someone emailed me, who I'm thinking spoke to you at FedEx.
Oh, the two guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
They will be attending CanCon.
They were surprised when I was talking about it. I looked at their face. They were pretty cool. I started to say what they were, and they're like, you know what that is? I'm like, yeah. That'd be dumb.
Yep. They're also going to be, they're going to have some minis to for the paint and take at cost for $2 a piece. So people want them. But they're going
to
be there.
They said something about they were submitting their things to Roll Partha or something. Did they cast so.
Sweet.
They're a little green.
Yeah,
guys.
They're greens.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're
yep.
pretty cool. Anyway.
The printer of eternity.
No, it's not, it's the movable type. Jeremy has to.
He's got one of those original.
There's page one!
Yeah.
Plus, he's out there, he's got to make the paper.
Gutenberg.
You guys are out. So he's out harvesting pulp and just, putting it all together.
Robin, did you hide the reams of paper again?
Yeah, I do that all the time. I just hide shit from him and laugh.
After a while,
he's got to make his own.
He's going through a variety of things. Now he's trying to shave it into the side of the cat.
He's actually, no. See, what it is now he's burning charcoal to make ink.
So it turns out he has no paper, no ink. He's got to chisel the movable pipe himself.
All because Robin decided she's going to hide shit from him and then laugh.
And he's up there trying to teach one of the dogs to be your character sheet via interpretive dance. All right, Maggie, now what's Kaya's armor class?
No, Maggie, to the left! To the left! Oh.
Are you sure you read that right?
Three turns.
I stumbling this morning, I came across somebody that basically was using plants as
an address.
Oh, I do.
Goes
oh, okay.
To the temple.
It does go to. Okay, well then I'll go to the temple.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's probably just shortly after lunchtime. You all are doing whatever it is that you do when you're not beating the hell out of Batman and Chaos Guys. And
do I have minions that take care of the temple while I'm
gone?
No. We're sitting in a save file waiting to be loaded by the user at this point.
It's I believe your only minion's name is Ella.
Oh! Yeah. All right.
And occasionally Beric when you can talk him into it.
Yeah. Only when I'm really
nice
to him.
You have a really pissed off Wolverine that runs around and scratches everything.
No, it doesn't come into the temple.
As far as you know.
Yeah. Except for the chew marks on the walls.
Well, he doesn't come in through the doors. Yeah. That's what you mean.
Except for the chew marks.
So every once in a while you see a pile of
chew
somewhere.
Isn't this the temple that we cleaned out?
No. This is a temple that I believe Barracks... sugar daddy, for lack of a better word,
Oh, that's right.
That's Barrett the gold digger.
Yay!
Empty for quite a long time.
He was making plastic sheets.
Oh, he was making the plastic polymer. There we go.
Well, at least he wasn't tossing up soon.
We thought maybe you were.
Now I have no idea what any of this shit is.
Oh my!
It's all on there.
Hit points went down again. Oh, I get more and more fragile.
I would have words with them.
She's pretty fragile, though.
You would be upset if you started dropping significant hit points.
Went from like 66 to 61, now I'm at 56.
Well, that's more hit points than I have.
Oh, well, yeah, but you stay back and cast spells. I have to get up and punch things in the face.
Then again, you know what? I've got 52 hit points, so I'm not complaining too bad.
That's all stuff for you, Scott. We didn't know if we had a copy of your character sheet or not, so for not another one, but that's the first couple pages of your character class. Might as well just stick it in there.
Alright.
Paya, how many hit points do you have?
56.
I don't know how up to date that character sheet is, but that's the one I had.
Yours
is probably.
It was the most recent.
Yeah, my EC dropped too.
Fort Breath and Will?
Fort is 18.
You got your character class up till
20,
I think you're level
and Will
seven
is
powers,
17.
Like that, so.
What? What's your initiative bonus? Plus 12.
What is your insight and your perception?
Passive. Passive insight is 15, passive perception
is
20.
Charge, so
that's fine.
You have a less link like right down there, so I could pick up some wire or something.
Except I got wire. The thing I was looking at, you know, Michaels makes a very, very small diameter brass tubing. And you said, what size? And, you know, I was like, I was just kind of playing it by ear until, you know, I'm like, what's actually going to look good on there
right.
As opposed to, you know.
Okay.
So.
Well.
You know, I'm sure we could get tubing cheaper than we could get brass tubing. Can we get tubing that's going to take paint or make that...
Right. Well, just give me an idea and go crazy.
Okay.
Alright, so.
Have fun.
You, roll on up, Melissa.
In her El Camino?
yeah, we need to update Tim now.
When
hydraulics.
Over the last few days.
Apparently you and I are the only one that are flipping on that rift.
The Chaos Skull and has gone off to search for an apartment with it.
That's not we hope that, we hope that, that we hope they'll be happy together.
Yes. we're
waiting for the wedding invitation. Yes.
We've decided not to ask any more questions about it.
Said something about finally finding her place in the world. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She took the cast home.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of our feeling. Woo!
We thought you might be the most upset about it. So.
No, not really.
Oh, one other thing that did actually happen last time, there was a... I believe you got a note, didn't you, Ethan? Barrett got a note from...
I don't remember. I don't remember what happened 3 minutes ago, let alone 6 months ago.
He doesn't even remember lunch.
You're the GM. You keep track of that crap.
Oh, sure.
I've had a whole semester and you know, stuff happened between now then and now.
Ella and I are supposed to be long.
Lost some things or another.
Cousin, friend, some things.
But I may or may not have actually met her.
I'm not. Possibly. All right. There's something.
And the other thing that happened is Barrick did actually get a note last time from Kirstall. It says, Barrick, I regret that I cannot see you in person and that I do not have better news. We must postpone your official adoption into the house for a while longer. Lady Asana is somewhat restored, but she is not able to see visitors yet. Shulukar insists that he has done everything he can with the tools at hand. I fear he is not the expert he claims. Still, she is mobile now at least. Dark times are coming. Be on your guard and do not come to the house. Kirstall.
It's something with your mother and...
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember having a mother.
Woo!
Was she dead?
She was a statue that we found at the Pythoness house.
I tried it, yeah. Exactly.
And the GM just walked away. So I'll take over. We get another note that says... We extend you a line of credit unlimited, you know. Whatever you need, just ask. And, gosh, this whole Night of Dissolution randomness, yeah, it's taken care of.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Sorry, you worked it through. Meh.
Bad guys are right here. Here are their heads on pikes. Yeah.
Great job.
You win. You get
million clams each, and mm-hmm.
I think I like this version better.
Yes.
You know.
Your temple's great. You like it a lot.
We've decided to relocate your temple. We're investing 40 bajillion gold in the temple. We bought the whole
thing. Wood grain pattern that you kind of like.
Yeah, we can do that.
Stop dying.
Why would she want to do that?
It's fine.
No, it's not fine to die. Stop it.
Especially something that you think would work with, you know, brass and copper fittings type thing.
Right.
Because I figured the...
Come to see your handiwork here, Dash.
I can.
Yes.
Look at the myth I made!
I have to want them. You cleaned up my ultimate. What the hell, man?
I always thought I put it in there. Bastard.
Alright,
so I'm roll on up,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is the temple generally open or closed? Or?
The temple is, if we're there, generally open.
Yes, it depends on who's there. Because if they go out, I lock the doors.
With my temple boombox sayings going on, so.
Gotta.
various chances.
We discovered now that our temple is down in the barrio. Right.
There you go.
Yeah. You're kind of in it.
Look out! There's all these guys going.
Scat. Okay.
That's why we got such a good deal on the real estate.
Oh. Had to correct my handwriting.
It's in the musical district.
Is it the Jets versus the Sharks?
Yes. Exactly.
Why?
Yes, Jeremy. Thank you so much for being so, you know, obvious there.
You're welcome.
Woo!
They dance.
Okay.
Yes.
Instead of fighting.
Be cool.
I go up to the temple and knock on the door, all that good stuff.
Apparently the door is propped open.
Oh, okay.
So you can go
to the wall. So I'll just stroll on in.
It did have a 420 model.
Hello.
Temple?
Temple.
Remember we live in a temple.
I will be yelling, hello!
Well, I live in the basement.
Oh, you don't have to yell too far, because I'd be in the...
Hi, Maggie.
I'd probably
it's
be
a small temple.
That's probably a small temple, and I would probably. You said it's about lunchtime. I'd probably be ministering to my public,
telling people about the god of mostly steaks or something.
Yeah,
mostly Barak, who's up here for a sandwich.
Yeah,
temple's small enough that Barak can't turn around.
And lo. Be happy because
his armor gets
cheese steak.
Caught on the wall.
Three spiky bits.
Like, wait, you've got a petitioner who's stuck to your back.
I have you now, Dash.
Alright, quite nice here.
I'll walk in and I'm like, who's Barak? I have a letter to send to.
I'd turn around, but I can't, so that would be me.
I'm going to slip it in the back of your armor.
Oh, that's just mean.
Good luck with that one. I've got him on the back.
And you hand it to Kaya instead. Okay.
Mm-hmm, okay. Okay, don't worry about anything that's on the back, then. Don't read it. I'll have to put your eyes up.
No!
I'm delivering you mail. Don't read it.
Don't read it.
My name is misspelled.
It's not misspelled.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Let me see that sheet.
I'll obviously be getting a letter.
I was going to say, you just had an epiphany, and all of a sudden, there's a sudden slight difference in the pronunciation of your name.
No, it's not.
And I've discovered...
I want to see what you get!
I've discovered a warrior of way too much size in a small temple.
He's always been here.
So are you Darish?
No. Are you?
But it comes with a box or something, right?
No, don't read it. No, it doesn't.
So it's just the letter?
Just the letter.
What'd you do, steal the box?
I have it, but apparently it gave him the letter.
Was there something else that was supposed to come with this?
Mm-hmm. No, do you know Kaya? I have
yes.
Something for her. I'm supposed to deliver
Kaya!
As it echoes.
She's like standing.
What?
I can't see you!
I will come downstairs.
Okay. I'm going to lever myself between him and the wall and unstick him.
When did the church become so small? I don't remember space.
There was space, but in someone's imagination it shrunk. I don't know.
The unbelievers.
It wasn't so much that the church became small, it's just Barak became so much larger than life.
Yeah. Look at the size of the figure. I mean, you know, he'd take up corridors.
Goddamn right.
I don't know anyone who isn't here in the building, so I don't know who this is from.
It was me. I'm your secret admirer.
Well, Gwen's not here. Not that any of us really knew Gwen.
No, not really. She was a little strange.
Do we really know anybody?
Really? So I'll crawl down past underneath.
I levered him off the wall.
Oh,
sideways.
Okay. You've impaled him from the wall.
Yes,
okay.
I levered him off of the wall.
Huh. Okay.
Where's the box? He says there's supposed to be a box in that.
This apparently is supposed to come with somebody.
Come with somebody? Me.
Is your name Darish?
No.
Alrighty.
Then obviously somebody else.
I was just told to bring the letter to you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. And then I kind of put the box. I think this is yours, too.
Ah, this explains more.
It's a hand-carved box. It's probably about yay wide, yay tall.
I'm trading you for the sandwich. I hand you that, and I grab your sandwich.
There are...
Sandwiches are... Never mind.
It's a very well-made box. It's got kind of dragon carvings all over it, and it is lidded. It has it opens at the top, and it's actually kind of looks like it's concealed with wax.
Okay. I'll
I'll open it.
Okay. You kind of pry it open, and like some dust comes out. You're like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, everyone roll perception.
And you hear a ch-ch-ch. Oh, I got a 25.
And it beats my 21.
Eric? What was your brother's
name? All of
name?
A sudden, there's someone behind you.
What the crap?
Yes, sir. It is a Latorian, and he looks like an ogre. He looks like, in his youth, he was probably pretty big. It looks like he's got a patch over one eye, and he's got a scar that goes down into the patch, and then seems to continue down here. And he's dressed in a what looks like a butler's suit that was probably current when you were here last.
It's awesome.
Let's hope not. Get John quick.
Yes, sir.
I assume you're Darish?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can I get you something, sir?
No, I think I'm fine right now. I'm sorry to have bothered you. Do you live in the box?
More or less.
It's your very own genie.
Alrighty.
I want one.
I can get you, sir.
Currently, I'm fine. Are you hungry? Do you need a sandwich?
I do not eat.
It's like, do you sleep?
Okay.
If madam wishes, I may sleep.
It's the god of the butler in the box.
Hi.
You're quite small.
So what is it?
You're very large.
So what is it that you do?
Unfortunately,
anything you wish, sir.
I kind of like him.
That is.
Can I pet your head?
Yeah, I guess they detached it though. Cause it looks
ooh,
like it.
I think he wants to eat me.
Well, this one's just the picture of the front.
It's a common reaction, really. Tidy up a bit, I suppose.
Of course, sir. Crack open, pulls out a. Actually, what he does is he goes off into another room and comes back with some cleaning materials that you know weren't in there. You know for a fact those weren't in there.
When did we get cleaning utensils?
I didn't buy any.
I didn't get any.
What did that letter say?
I got 26 on my perception.
Okay.
Do I hear anything?
What you saw was actually you happen to be looking at when it happened. He pried open the box and it looked like something small floated out of the box, and then the Latorian, because he's the big Latorian, literally just sort of popped into existence behind Barrack.
Wait, which ones are the Latorians?
They're the lion people.
Okay.
Well, as soon as I saw the little thing popping out, I would have dived back downstairs.
It's a letter from Kristall. He says, while I can't come to the house, I'll still be a member, and as such must prepare. Please accept this gift. His name is Darish, and he has served the house for many years. He can provide you with most things you might require.
What does he mean by prepare?
I have no idea.
Isn't that army coming this way?
There are lessons I must teach you, sir, but not at the moment.
Ah, all right, I understand.
Please do not close the box.
Where do you want us to put the box?
Anywhere in the building is fine.
But just keep it open.
Keep it open.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Who are you?
Very
if you look in the box, there's what appears to be, for lack of a better description, some kind of there's a lump of some dark material in there.
Hey, what's this crap?
He's the one holding the box.
What's that crap?
No idea.
I'm gonna poke it.
That might be a bad idea.
I will go take it up to my room and put it on a high shelf.
I pout.
Eris continues to clean.
Don't touch that.
He does not appear to... He continues to do what he was doing.
Well, if I don't hear any screaming, I'll mosey on upstairs.
Where'd you go?
Going, where's Steven? My sandwich?
Would you like a sandwich, Sarah?
What the hell is this?
This is Daresh.
He's a Latorian.
He's a gift from Crystal to me, apparently.
He's funny. I wanted to pet him on the head, but I think he wants to bite me.
I think he's supposed to be my butler and teach me things.
Manservant.
Yes, but all right.
Shall I make you a sandwich, sir?
Sure.
What would you like?
I'll name off something, anything really.
Roast beef!
Roast beef.
Okay.
You want two!
Two. All right.
It's only because Tim's too lazy to make his own.
He steps off into what is sort of your kitchen area where you know there is no roast beef. And about 30 seconds later comes out with two plates of roast beef and vegetables and potatoes.
I think he's magic.
Swipe.
Well, he did come out of a box. He does not like a good indication.
Can I have one of my sandwiches, please?
Thank you. Sorry. I'll hand you the other
plate. Can I have some potatoes?
Sure.
So, that's...
It's quite good.
That's weird and all. But,
What does your letter say?
What's it your brother's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Callus.
What he said.
I got a letter from your brother. I don't even know how he knew my name.
Didn't we keep him captive for a while?
There aren't any pictures on it or anything, are there? I mean,
no.
Okay, but, that's good.
Well, there's this one.
Didn't we keep him captive to get him off the junk?
Yes.
But he was.
I would anticipate he's probably
time.
Back on it.
Actually, I have two messages, or three more messages from him. One of them is my balls, the second one is my balls, and the third one is not my balls.
But, I don't strike you as the most sympathetic person in our group, do I?
No.
We love you and all, but no.
Is that when you're punching someone in the head or not when you're punching someone in the head? Or is it when you're kicking someone in the gut?
It says, Kaya, I'm writing to you because I think my brother wouldn't read anything I sent him. That's probably
true.
It's very true.
No, I'd read it, I'd just ignore it.
I am hoping that maybe you'll be curious enough to at least look at this. That was also true, because I had no idea who was writing to me. I want to thank all of you for everything you've done for me. I've had a lot of time to think, and I realize I've made a lot of mistakes. I was a terrible brother and an even worse son. That is also true. I'm so grateful for what you and my brother did for me. What did I do for him?
I don't know, stomp on him a lot? I kicked him in the nuts.
I know now that without Lothian's intervention through my brother, that I never would have recovered from my addiction. If you all had not intervened, I would be dead now or worse, a pathetic addict doing anything to get my next shibboleth hit. I have done terrible, terrible things that I deeply regret. I am so sorry for what I've put you and my brother and everyone else through. I have finally found a way to at least start to make up for what I've done. My memories of the time when I was ill are spotty, but I recall you speaking of your brother and a group called the Brotherhood of Tallis. I have found this group, or rather my friend Iltimar has. Indeed, he seeks to join them. Like my brother, Iltimar is not happy with the family business and seeks adventure. The poor lad at least has enough sense not to become a delver, but he is intrigued by the Brotherhood. He believes that membership in the Brotherhood will provide him with the excitement he craves, to say nothing of the extra money. Iltimar has been meeting with a few members of the Brotherhood. There is one woman in particular who has stolen his heart.
He calls her Anika, but I know her by a different name. She and I, along with a few others, used to run scams to get money for Shivel. My poor friend Iltimar knows nothing of the real world, despite his job in Delver Square. Still, never fear, I shall protect my dear friend Iltimar. He and I are to meet with the Brotherhood later tonight. I will contact you again when I have more information. Yours, Callus.
Trap! Trap! Trap!
Oh, great. Trap! My brother's gotten himself into something again.
Kaya, make an intelligence roll.
He's awfully articulate.
I was going to say, he might have been writing you because you were the only one who wasn't torturing him.
I didn't torture him. He was...
You kicked him in the nuts. That would be torture. Okay.
My dad has
he
a
was rude.
It's called tough love.
He's rude.
I'm just saying, that might be wise.
Seven.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I'm going to be wandering the temple while they all talk about this. Just looking.
Can you refresh my memory on the Brotherhood of Tallis?
Your brother went off to join the Brotherhood of Tallis.
Okay.
And you came home to find your parents dead and
weird. I remember that part.
Everywhere.
I remember the dead parents.
Well, we need.
Aren't you our chaos cult?
Like I need
cult,
to make a trip to Delver Square and see if I can find this Iltimar guy.
Iltimar guy.
Oh, my brother gets himself into more trouble.
I go downstairs and grab my stuff and come back up. Let's go. I brought Squeegee in the bag.
Ew. I don't know, but something about it doesn't seem right.
No.
It's probably a trap.
Yeah, it probably is a trap. That's what I said. I sang the trap song.
But this brotherhood is something that you're obviously, that you're looking into with these chaos cults. Yeah. Something that's not a dissolution.
No, it's not like you even talked about that openly to any, at any time when he would be around.
He says he heard me talking about it when he was sick. I don't know, maybe I did.
Maybe we should stop for a chainsaw and a tarp.
No.
I think that'd be good.
Wish a tarp.
No, the master does not wish for a tarp.
Did you shoot Marvin in the head?
No. Usually when we go someplace, there's bodies.
We don't have to dispose of those. There are other people for that.
All right.
Does master wish to know the location of various pig farms around?
Yes!
Maybe later. Meantime, continue tidying, I suppose.
Maybe he can take... He can look over the temple while we're gone.
Do you know...
Because we have so much awesome stuff here that people
It's want. A Latorian!
Latorian named Barish.
Right, let me ask this again. Do you know what it really is?
A Latorian
named Barish? Who came out of a box.
Where is the box?
It does
upstairs
have a name,
in my room.
It's not an it, it's a him!
His name is Barish.
Right. Can I see the box?
No!
Why do you want to see the box?
I wanted to poke the box and I wasn't allowed. You can't touch me either.
Is it anything bad?
It could be.
No, it's not.
Somebody gives you a strange...
Fine.
...thing.
I will go upstairs and fetch the box again.
There's nothing wrong.
I'll go.
That's definitely a reason.
I'll go up and get the box. Bring it back downstairs.
For many, many years.
I like you.
I'll go up and get the box. Bring it back downstairs.
Can I touch you?
No.
Got this lump of black stuff in there.
Apparently,
if we close the box, you go back in the box.
I got 25 on Arcana.
Okay. Well, the
gaze at for a while.
The box and the lump are definitely both magical.
Okay. Since I have alchemist, well, since I'm an alchemist, does the lump look like anything in particular?
It looks like it's actually. Well, how are you examining it?
I'm looking at it, and then I'll take out my tongs and try to pick it up.
You're looking at it in there, and you kind of get it to catch the light a little bit, and it seems like it's kind of shiny.
Okay.
Whatever the lump is. And you kind of get out your tongs, and then sort of all of a sudden, Darish is there. I would prefer you not do that.
I wouldn't touch it. I think he might bite you.
No, ma'am. I won't bite anyone.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am. Unless Master wishes it.
I think he
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but people don't normally jump out of boxes, and personally I don't trust anything that anybody gives us at any time.
I have served House Delamothan for a number of years. Kirstall himself has given me to Barrick.
That's fascinating. I don't know what you are.
That we half of the time don't particularly.
Well, we'll have plenty of time to figure it out.
Right.
I'll take the box and I'll take it back upstairs.
Okay, but it kills you in your sleep.
If you do not wish me to be around, you may close the box.
No, you're fine.
If you need me, you may open the box.
I like him just fine.
I leave the box
if
open.
If you wake up dead, I told you so.
If you wake up dead.
All right.
We sleep with you around, don't we?
Yes.
Is there
Please.
Anything else I can get you?
No, Darish. Thank you. All right. Well, yeah, I'll come back downstairs in the. We need to make a trip out to Dilber Square and see if we can find this Iltimar guy. See what kind of trouble he's getting into and my brother's getting into.
Okay, I'll come along with you.
Who are
Nothing
you?
To do.
You still have the question. Who are you?
Who's this person?
Yeah.
The courier. Brought the messages.
I'm the courier. I brought the messages. And the box.
Are you sure we don't need a tarp?
Yes, I'm sure we don't need a tarp. For
well, now. We are missing one, but who are you? You look kind of familiar, but I don't really know.
Is there anything else you needed while you were here?
She must be waiting for a tip.
Do you need a blessing?
That would be nice. A blessing would be good. Both things would be good. Thank you very much.
I take out a gold throne and give you a gold throne. There you go.
Well, I'm going to become a crow.
You know who she is. You know who she is.
Maybe. A long time ago, I think you and I may have been playmates or something. Mm. We were
my
family.
My voices. The voices in my head. Are they saying anything?
Do we have a thing happening?
I have voices, remember? Yeah, are they saying anything? No, yes.
Yeah, you know her. Of course you know her. She's family.
Apparently you're family.
Oh, see, I told you so. You should pay me more.
What kind of family?
Oh, cousin Aunt Gertrude or something.
Okay, that is not helping. Gertrude.
And you didn't...
She eats a lot.
You eat a lot.
I'll never understand Quickling Fan. I'll never understand Fan. Never.
It's not my fault. They talk weird things sometimes.
Are you a fan?
You don't recognize a member of your own family?
Oh. We have a lot
There's
of family!
Two things in here. Holy crap! I didn't know she was a fan. I was like, this is going, what the hell is this thing? No, it's a fan. Ah, crap. Can we get a hammer or something?
Okay!
The chest?
Not
we can put him in my chest.
We can't even get your chest open!
No. We got it open.
No, it's open.
Just every time you open it, and every time we need to open it, don't we have to spend a healing surge or something like that?
We have to use
the all key?
The key, which costs a healing surge.
It's all good.
Alright. Well, let's go to Delver's Square and see if we can track down.
We're not going anywhere. Devil's anywhere.
Delver's Square and find the Iltimar.
Devil's Square would be more fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that it would be. Whee! Okay, Delver's Square we go. Who's got the key for the temple?
The key for
I've
the
got
what?
A key for everything, but...
I don't like your key. You can stuff your key. I meant the key for the temple door, because I don't have
what
it right
What would you like
now.
Me to do while you're away, sir?
Keep tidying.
Are you the key master?
No.
Building.
Clean.
You can just clean the place, or read a book or something.
Widen the hallways.
Yeah, widen the hallways.
Make the temple larger.
You're going to come back and you're going to find, like, Barrack shaped. I've made it easier for you to get around, so.
Okay. Whatever.
think we need to talk to your mother.
Well, I can't go to the house, which is where my mother is at currently. I can't go there, so that's not an option.
As in, you physically can, or they just would rather you not?
When House Delmothian tells me that I cannot go to the house, I am not going to disobey House Delmothian, because they are the Dragon House.
They are the house, so we do what they say.
And they do have my mother.
Wise. Gisdol has quite the temper.
If we needed to get them a message, you
now they
get
said I can't go, mind you.
No, ma'am.
No?
I belong to Beric now.
But if he asked you to take a message...
It is too far away, ma'am. I cannot stray far from the box.
I getcha. So, you're tethered to the box.
Yes, ma'am.
You can only be a certain distance from the box.
I can only assume when dragons say, don't come here, it's probably a good idea to listen. But this has something to do with these chaos cults and with Kaya.
There.
I'm just leaning up.
So this is something we can do right now.
Perhaps.
Maybe this Anika might have some.
You lead an interesting group here.
You have no idea.
I cannot go where they do not wish me.
She would be the leader in your eyes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
What is your name?
But what he was... He
Sky.
Was,
Sky?
Yes.
But what, pleasure to meet you, Sky.
But if he can't go, does that mean that none of us can go?
I believe
that. No, just one.
Okay. Darish says that if you can't go, none of us can go.
In general, the house does not have standing orders for guests.
Ah, well, there you have it.
I don't know why you're asking him if we can or cannot, because you do lead this group, don't you?
Right.
That is entirely correct. She does. Let's go to Devil's Square.
Depending on what occurs, though, in Devil's Square.
Oh, sorry. Square. Shall we go to Delver Square?
Yeah, I want to go to Devil's Square. Yes.
We'll go there after Delver Square.
She wants to go to Devil's Squared.
I want Devil's Cake.
We may want to speak
we'll
to
find
your mother
yourself.
At some point.
We'll maybe stop by that restaurant.
I like cake.
Ooh,
right.
That sounds good.
Putting on my blood mask and let's go.
You creep me out.
What have
stop.
I told you about that? Not in public. Put it in the bag. Put it in the bag. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, but when we run into the enemies.
You can put it on when we run into evil things.
When
that's
I hear
fine.
The ding 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 encounter, I'm putting it on.
Oh. He creeps
same
me
with,
out.
You know, beggars,
when you hear the encounter music and the camera zooms in, they're all lined up going.
Yeah, they're bouncing in place.
All right. So I guess we
off to
Delver Square.
Delver Square is in the middle. I believe it's in the middle of
town
of Old Town.
Yeah. I've been there
anyway,
before.
Yes, you have been to Delver Square before. Delver Square has the main entrance to the labyrinth, Labyrinth.
Yes, and we've got our Delver's cards.
The guild, the Delver's guild.
Delver's guild is
which we are members.
Under Delver Square.
Which we are members of.
Yes, we are.
So yes, the guild is underneath Delver Square. It's in what they call the Undercity. But there are shops and things all around Delver Square that cater specifically
to Delvers.
Well, let's go there and start asking around about this Iltimar.
Because he apparently works somewhere.
Yes,
picking out your blood mask.
Despite his job in Delver Square, he says in here. So, plus there, if we could find anything out about this woman named Anika.
And so, what's your name again?
Sky.
You know my name.
And of course, my idiot brother.
Yeah, sure I do.
Uh-huh. That's why nobody can say her first name, not even her.
Yeah. I didn't choose it.
Yes, you did.
No, I was there.
Currently, the voices in your head are arguing about how to pronounce her first name.
She was very drugged when she
How about Susan?
Now you're doing it on purpose. I think it was Ayu.
Yes, it is Ayu.
Sapsakafro.
But sometimes we don't mention that.
Susan?
Now the voices in your head are apparently rolling around on the ground, punching you.
Hey! Stop. I have to go have a nice lie down now. Poor Robin. Oh, all the dice on the table, but which ones to choose?
They'll all betray you eventually.
Yeah, they always
That's
do.
That's why I always stick with the same few. Because
I'm assuming since I'm
at least they're reliable.
I'm not part of the
corps. You are, in fact. You actually do work for them on
occasion. Okay. The courier part of it.
Yeah. You, on occasion, will actually... You are a member of the Delver's Guild. On occasion, you will restock. There are... like small safety caches, small caches of emergency equipment.
We've had to do that before.
They'll keep stock, and you sometimes have a job of restocking them. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know where Ilthamar works, now that you think of it. Ilthamar has a job at the Bolt and Bear Armory.
At the where?
The Bolt and Bear Armory.
And I heard who they were talking about.
You were standing right there when I read the letter out loud.
He works at the Bolt and Bear, which is bad.
Well, let's just go to, what's that? Bear and Bolt? The Bull and the Bear. Yeah, let's go there. I think whoever you're talking about works there, so.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go there.
All right.
Start
as
any.
That's
yeah.
Good place.
To start. That is if you wish.
Yes.
Yes. Is it?
Yes.
Is that where you want to go?
Yes. Let's go there.
She mentions Bull and Bear. You went there at one point. That's where you
Isn't that where
back
he got
some of your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because she'll
pick it or specifically, it's where you bought back some of your armor.
Yeah, I remember that place.
They were quite nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm sure I was not the first person to walk in and buy his stuff again. Buy his own stuff again back from them, so... Not their fault.
That's right, I remember that now.
Pretty much, they have a pretty healthy business dealing in used equipment. I mean, they made new stuff as well, but...
Yes, isn't that... Yeah, that's right. You had to buy your nifty... Your specially made...
My dire great axe here, yes.
Yes,
actually,
right.
The great axe was bought somewhere else. Yes.
But your armor, your special armor...
The armor was here.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Well, we will go there.
There, buddy. Come and get in my hoopty.
Your hoopty.
My hoopty. Hell
yeah. Hell yeah. We like the cars that go boom. Sorry. It was on the radio the other day. I don't know.
I don't think I've heard that one.
I remember that car.
That just makes a head. This goes woo woo.
Okay, so we hop into the El Camino. Roll on down to Delver Square.
Thanks. Doesn't have an engine, just has Fane. Just running.
Fane on hamster wheels? You just drop some sugar cubes in. And
Sugar cubes what? Promise some sugar cubes. I want fairy cake.
You want fairy cake?
Yes, it's a real thing.
And if our fearless leader so desires, we'll try to find some devil's food cake while we're out.
Yes, I want devil's food cake. I love devil's food cake. Ah, stop it! Make him stop.
You're the leader of this group. You tell him to stop.
Yes,
you're the muscle.
I've made a solemn oath not to break the legs of my companions anymore.
Well, you can break his arm.
Today.
It's true.
I can't remember your character's name.
It's Tim.
Good.
Tim.
There are some who call him Tim.
Tim. Don't wear the mask in public. You're drawing attention.
bad attention.
Another guy walks by wearing one. It's in vogue.
He gets to wear his.
Yes, but he's not in our group.
It'll be like that. Was that Burger King commercial? He takes his off and his face is really that.
The Bull and Bear Armory is actually pretty well known. It's one of the more popular places that people buy and sell. Like I said, they have a pretty good deal with going on with used business. They also will make things, though they don't make magical equipment. They will make things that can be enchanted to be magical. It's run by a couple of brothers named Hyrus and Sholem. Hyrus and Sholem Seek.
Shalom. Mm-hmm.
So you head on over there. And
okay.
You go in there, and there are a couple of guys working. There's an older man and a younger man. The older man is he's kind of a skinny, balding man with a thin gray beard. He's got sunken eyes. It looks like he doesn't looks like he doesn't get enough sleep.
Looks like he doesn't wear any armor.
He doesn't wear any skin.
He's definitely one of the blacksmiths, and it looks like he spends too much time blacksmithing and not enough time sleeping. The other one is
take a nap.
Younger man. He looks like he's probably 16, maybe 18. He's got sandy brown hair and a smooth face and a wiry build. And he's currently showing some of the armor he's currently trying to help someone fit into some of the armor.
It'll ride up with wear. Looks a little like John Inman.
No. Oh, okay. The older one comes over. Can I help you?
I hope so. I'm actually looking for someone who might work here named Iltmar.
That's my boy. What do you want with him?
He apparently knows my brother, and I'm looking for my brother at this point.
Who's your brother?
Callus is his name.
You have that reaction?
I have that reaction, too. I'm trying to make sure they don't get themselves into trouble.
Look, Iltmar is over there. He's the one you want to talk to. But if Callus is Iltmar's friend, and I'm sorry to say this, I really am, but I wish you'd just get him to stay away. Iltmar has been...
Oh, no, I perfectly understand that.
Bad folks. I mean, these guys don't look good. And he's not even acting like himself anymore.
You've heard that song and dance before.
Yes.
Well, so I'm sure you're a very nice, large man. And please don't kill me when I say, keep your brother the hell away from my son.
I completely understand.
First.
I have to find my brother first.
Don't worry, I'm sure that there will be killing.
But hopefully,
at some point.
I'm here to try to avert any kind of danger on the part of your son and my brother. So,
boy, come over here. Tomorrow,
kind of
trots over. Hey, what's up?
Tim! Tim!
I thought we were going good cop, bad cop.
Tim!
Apparently you were going good cop, bad cop.
It's appropriate to do that while we are talking to someone.
Never. It's inappropriate to do it ever.
I'm going to lay outside.
I'm very sorry.
That doesn't help.
Cool. So, did you guys need some armor or?
That's
great stuff here.
Actually, I'm here to talk to you.
Really? Why would you here to talk to me?
You know my brother, Callus.
Yeah, I know Callus. He's a good guy.
Callus sent me a letter.
Okay.
And we would like to speak to you about it. We have a few questions, if you don't mind, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
I'm worried about my brother and, you know.
We're not too busy now, but yeah, sure.
Where is Callus?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a day or two.
Okay.
Gotta be meeting him later tonight, though.
Oh, okay.
That's what we hear. That's what we hear.
At least I think he'll be there. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
We are actually curious about this. Well, first curious about where my brother is, what he's been up to, and curious if you could tell us what you know about this brotherhood that you're.
What'd you hear about that?
Oh, not much. You know, why don't you enlighten us?
We're curious about it.
Make a perception roll.
Oh, that was bad. Right. 14.
I discovered the God of Shiny Things.
I got a 14. I got 12. I'm just thinking, brothers. Gotta kill all the brothers. All the brothers are evil. Nobody has a good brother. All the brothers suck. Kill them. Brothers in the hood. Brothers in the hood.
What'd you get, Ethan?
15.
All right. You kind of notice that when you say that, he kind of does this kind of number. What do you mean?
What do we mean?
Where'd you hear about that?
Oh, we have our connections. Listen, you're not in any trouble. We're just curious about them.
What do you want?
We're just curious about it. Just want to know what's what they are.
He's futzing with
his ring.
His ring. He kind of moves his hand for a second, and it looks like it's a. The ring literally looks kind of like a shattered square. Make an intelligence roll.
Me?
Yeah.
Just you?
Yep.
I don't think anybody else noticed the ring.
It would be a 16.
You've seen that symbol before. You've seen that symbol in a couple of places. One of them was scrawled on the walls in the Pythoness house. And I believe you've also seen the symbol in the cult book.
And I might be hanging outside, but my owl is like hanging around him, kind of staring at the kid.
Oh, because that's not creepy at all.
Do you know you got a owl?
You've got
like head owls.
You have to send it to the nurse.
That happens when you're this tall, really.
You are pretty big.
Uh-huh. I know. But listen, I'm just trying to make sure my brother doesn't get himself in any trouble.
Give me a diplomacy roll.
Oh, God, diplomacy, whatever.
Can I help?
I get a mighty 13.
Can I help with diplomacy?
Say something.
Because I intimidate. I don't diplome.
Well, I would like to help with his diplomacy. Let's see.
So about
Dash is awesome.
No, I intimidate as well. So.
No, I actually do diplomacy.
I don't
see you either.
I don't care if you're intimidated. I'll just kick you in the face.
Could someone stop the Wolverine from chewing on the armor? That would be great.
Which one? Me or the Wolverine?
Can you stop the small furry thing from chewing on stuff? That would be great.
I got a 17 on my diplomacy roll. Let's see. We really just want to make sure the Callus is okay. He's gone through a bit of a tough spot, and so we just really want to check on him to make sure that he's doing
brotherly
okay.
Brotherly love.
Yeah, we're just part of his extended family. And Dash is awesome. Yes.
What did you roll on diplomacy?
17.
Okay. I'll chime in with her and say, you know,
hey,
you have to love family.
While I'm outside, I'm checking to
put
see if anybody's watching
her.
Us.
Yeah.
And I got a 32 on my perception check.
Love brothers and sort of the same thing.
There doesn't seem to be anybody watching you.
Okay.
Kitty, I don't trust you.
Why?
Why? Aren't I awesome?
It's sugar.
I'm Mark.
I'm Carol.
I'm Mags. Join us May 18th as we celebrate our 2-year anniversary.
5-year
anniversary.
Yes, it's been 3 years.
5 years
since All Games Concerned began.
Watch agcpodcast.info for more information for our 5th anniversary show. Live via Ustream at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, May 18th, 2010.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.